AARP Florida is an incredibly important organization, AARP nationally, as well. As a member, I can testify to the enormous amount of education, advocacy, and engaging content that I see. With me today is one of my favorite people who is local, Director of Outreach and Engagement, Laura Street. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we have some big news. Before we get into the new Community Challenge Grant Program awardees, tell us a little bit in your own words about the importance of AARP and investing in Florida communities.
Thank you so much. So AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and we are dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. We do have a nationwide presence, and we have an office here in downtown St. Pete.
So the Challenger Grants, last time we were in studio, we were doing the call to action. I believe it was before March, maybe
yes.
February of last year. And now, bum, 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 let's, with no further ado, tell us about the awards.
Absolutely. So this is our eighth year in doing our AARP Community Challenge Grants. And we just announced yesterday that we are funding 10 grants across the state of Florida to the tune of $156,000 that we're investing back into communities.
Incredible. And, you know, honestly, I looked at these all across every state. If you really want an education in what is trending in livability, it's walkable cities. It's cities that have resources. It's cities that have bike trails. AARP is really crafting livable communities for the future. Isn't that right, Laura?
Yes, we've been working for over a decade now to really look at how can we work with decision makers, stakeholders, to make our communities more walkable, more livable for people of all ages. And this grant process is one of my favorite things that we do in that whole program, because we're really showing how you can make a small investment to move this work forward in communities.
And, you know, since 2017, you've awarded 64 grants in Florida, $783,000. You know, as services are being trimmed back, AARP is a constant in our world, isn't it?
Yes, we are trying to look at ways that we can, like I said, make those small impacts with the communities. We had a huge response rate this year. We had over 170 applications across the state of Florida with some amazing projects and amazing initiatives happening all throughout the state, and we were able to fund 10 of those projects.
And that has to do with public places, housing, transportation, and more. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty and tell us about the Florida projects that were funded.
Sure. So as you mentioned, our projects are really focusing on public places, transportation, housing. And this year, we really looked at some rural communities. I'm really excited that we were able to spend some money in some areas where we haven't as much previously. So one of the projects that we are funding is in Arcadia with their main streets. I know there's several different main streets here in St. Pete, and we've been working with the Main Street Initiative to look at things like age-friendly businesses. So I'm really excited about this project because they're going to install pedestrian-friendly signs, wayfinding, so that when you're out on the street and you're looking for a restaurant, a restroom, it'll show you where those are. And they're going to do this by doing a walking the streets, seeing where that's needed, and to really highlight historical sites, cultural landmarks, and to promote more walkability to those businesses.
How exciting is that? And then we go up to Jacksonville, where there's another project funded.
Yes, absolutely. So the ARC of Jacksonville, we're going to be providing educational training sessions for community members, caregivers, and professionals to support aging adults with intellectual and developmental differences. And this is really going to be focusing on home safety awareness. So what are some small things that you can do in your house to really make it a safer place for you? And, you know, even those small things like removing carpets make a huge, huge difference, or adding in more light can really, we see, have a huge impact on preventing falls.
Before we go on to the next one, I want to also say that all of these areas are supported by incredible free guides that you
yes.
can get on the AARP website. And I have many of them, everything from community gardening to aging in place at home. So, you know, this is a commitment not just in giving grants, but also in educating members and those abroad. So this is one in Kissimmee, which I absolutely love to go and see the car show. Black Empowerment and Community Council. Tell us about this.
I love this project. They're going to take a minivan and make it into a mobile resource hub. And we do at ARP have incredible resources. And so they're going to use this mobile hub to go out into the community to get those resources out to folks that might not normally know that they're there. And a lot of those resources are going to be focused on financial education, disaster preparedness, which is so important in the month of June, and also like home fit and some of those toolkits that we have at ARP.
It's incredible. Absolutely. And digital literacy. So, you know, I mean, yes, we're older. Yes, we're tech friendly, but there are so many people who don't have access to digital. And so much of what you have to do as a senior from applying for resources is digital. So this is really important, isn't it, Laura?
It is. It has been a theme of our projects to talk about one of my favorites we've ever had. We've really been focused on that digital place. We did a project back in 2021 in Orlando where we added in solar panel tables and parks so that if someone did not have a hotspot at their house or Wi-Fi, they could go there. There was a hotspot, they could charge their device, and it was a shaded area. So we're always trying to think of different ways to help with digital literacy and also get people connected.
Fantastic. Then we move down to South Florida, city of Hialeah.
Hialeah is going to be focusing on improving their crosswalks, and they're going to be doing that on Palm Avenue with a domino-themed design to enhance pedestrian safety and visibility, and I cannot wait to see this one when it comes to life. This project is really it's really great because it creates a familiar and engaging environment for older adults who a lot of them enjoy playing dominoes, promoting safer crossing and reducing vehicle conflicts.
So I'm reminded of Frankie and Grace, the famous segment where Jane Fonda is furious. They're furious that the crosswalk is not safe. So she goes and walks across the street. That should be the theme of Hialeah. And then our very own Tampa, Florida. This is so exciting.
Yes. In the city of Tampa, we're going to be, this project's going to go towards providing some infill for 750 feet of a sidewalk gap, which we have a guide called the Walk Audit Guide at ARP. And that's one thing we do. We go out in communities and we see where there might be gaps where we can fill that in. So this is going directly to making a change there. It's going to be on East 12th Avenue in front of Hacienda Villas, and it's going to help that accessibility, safety, and this area is so important, especially for those 50 and over. So it'll help them to get to the destinations and transportation options. We often see that there's a gap in the sidewalk on the way to a bus stop, and that kind of defeats the whole point. So, you know, we're really focused across the nation at looking at how we can help improve that connectivity.
And I want to mention that walkability guide. One of the things that you do is you empower seniors to volunteer and to use this Encore chapter time to help define gaps in a community, places in a community that are missing a service. And I love this about ARP because you basically transform and mobilize all of your members and to do the work to explore and be part of future successes.
Yes, we actually, Nanette, just did that a few weeks ago in South Miami. We went with some folks in the city that were looking to update a road area and had our volunteers come out and walk that area. So we have, again, the AARP walk audit and bike audit. If you'd like to do it while you're riding, it's available on our website at aarp.org/livable. If you're listening today and you're like, hey, I want to go check out my own neighborhood.
Absolutely. And actually, I have done this with my neighbors. So who knows about next year's grant? So, you know, Fort Myers and Port Charlotte also come up. Let's start with Fort Myers and Collaboratory. This is housing prices are outrageous. Seniors are suffering.
Well, this project is a true nod to Pinellas County. So the Collaboratory in Fort Myers is looking at setting up a very similar program that exists here in Pinellas County, where they're going to be looking at how to match older adults who are looking for affordable housing in a housing program that would match folks that are both looking for different housing options. And we have an amazing example here of a home match for older adults in Pinellas County, and they're using that as their model.
It's very exciting. We had Catherine Bushin today with the Area Council for Aging for Pasco and Pinellas. We talked a little bit about this. So, you know, it seems like there's a lot of good organizations working together for this. Friends of the Commodore Trail. I love parks. So talk about, I've been on this. So Coconut Grove, this is kind of exciting.
Oh, this one is really, really exciting. So this one is a bigger project, the Commodore Trail in Coconut Grove. They're working to update their trail. They're making it more walkable, more accessible. And so what this particular project is going to go towards is, again, that wayfinding signage that's so important, pedestrian safety upgrades, shaded areas, benches. So all the things that are really essential for older adults who are out walking on the trail.
And the Porch in Port Charlotte also addresses age-friendly housing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have, over the years, funded several projects that have done ADU, Accessory Dwelling Unit Design Competitions. This one is a little bit different. It's going to be a duplex design competition. So I'm so excited to see that. We have a lot of duplexes here in the St. Petersburg area, Pinellas area as well. So this one's going to invite designers to create low-maintenance, age-friendly homes where older adults can age in place.
I love that. So moving on to Perry, Florida, Taylor County Emergency Management. This is really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, volunteers, as we're seeing financial cuts, volunteers are really the core of mainstream services for seniors. Talk to me about this.
Well, you know, Perry was really impacted by the hurricane season this last year. So this project really spoke to us. They are looking to recruit and train volunteers to become CERT members, or Certified Emergency Members, and they're going to be doing community outreach initiatives to raise awareness about disaster preparedness, and training sessions that will cover basic first aid, fire safety, and disaster medical operations. Because, you know, when we talk about disasters, really getting the word out about disaster preparedness and making sure we're reaching older residents is such an important piece of that picture, and something that everybody's working on right now.
So important, too, for the caregivers, for seniors
yes.
who are aging in place to take these programs. And I think that this is something that, if this works here, will become a prototype for other communities. And finally, Waukesha Way in Bonifay, Florida.
Yeah, so this also is another walkability project that's going to be working to have painted crosswalks, age-friendly park upgrades, ADA compliant paths, shaded seating. I mean, shaded seating is so important, and fitness stations along their park. So that one, we're really excited for that project.
I wanted to mention there was a couple things that I saw in California that I saw that were really incredible. Let me just see if I have this. Okay. So in California, Imperial Beach, where I'm from, the Imperial yeah. Beach Arts Bureau, the project will conduct 4 bike audits along the Bayshore Bikeway Trail and major avenues and hold 4 community meetings in English and Spanish. And then Bike San Diego focus on older adults. I thought that was
That's amazing.
That is amazing, because quite honestly, if we're looking to climate change, mm-hmm. we really all have to be invested in walkability and bikeability, don't we, Laura?
Yes, I love that. There are some incredible ideas that come out of these challenge grants. We've seen, even here in Florida, where communities are now kind of borrowing from each other these ideas, and I love that. Thank you for sharing what's happening in California. You can go to our website at www.aarp.org/community challenge, and you can see a list of all of the community challenge projects we funded this year across the nation.
Well, it's so exciting catching up on this, but before we go, I just want to point out there are both in-person and virtual events that AARP St. Pete
yes.
hosts. Tell us about that, because I planned this summer. I'm going to do my staycation with AARP.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we have so many events happening in the community. Please go to our website, to our Florida website, aarp.org/FL, and you can see all of the things that are happening here in your community, in St. Pete, in Tampa. We have a lot of virtual events, as you mentioned, and we have a lot of events happening in the community as well.
Laura Steed, Director of Outreach and Engagement. It's been a delight to have you here. We hope to see you every month to share what is going on with AARP Florida and beyond.
Thank you for having me. This was great.